we want to have a hear the word of the Lord, but we shall hear the word of the Lord in a different style. Amen. I realize that the year has come to 2015 came to an end, and I realize there are some of us who God has done some special things. Amen. I'd like us to give ourselves an opportunity to hear testimonies of what God has done. How many of you know that you have a testimony? Lift up your hand. If you have a testimony, lift up your hand. Okay, thank you. Let me say again for those who may not really understand what I'm saying. The Bible says he who has a son has a... Okay, now with the understanding of that, how many of you have a testimony? Thank you. All of you have a testimony. So we are going to hear what the Lord has done for each one of us. Amen. And probably briefly we shall hear the word, you know, a scripture or two, and I know we shall be edified. So I'm going to call our sister Betty. You're going to begin today, and you're going to come and tell us what the Lord has done for you. Amen. And then after that, I'm going to ask Sister Leah, prepare yourself. And then after Sister Leah, Sister Purity, I know you're there, prepare yourself. And we're going to tell who is going to be the next. So don't look down on me, because if you look down on me, that's when I'm going to call you. Okay.
Praise God. Praise God again. I'm sorry, my voice is a little bit hoarse. But thank you, Pastor, for that opportunity. One of my resolutions this year is that I will testify. God is doing so much in our midst. We should not just sit and enjoy. It's good to testify and encourage someone else. So I was here on the 31st of December, the crossover night. Some of you are here. And I testified what Pastor asked us to give thanks for what God has done for us in the previous year. And so I testified that 2015 was a big year for me. I testified about waiting on God. How many of you have waited on God for something, or you're waiting on God for something? So I waited on God for a husband, for a child. And 2015 was, the highlight of my 2015 was the birth of my daughter, Michaela, whom all of you know. And I thank God. I thank God because his word says that he is good to those who wait upon him. The other testimony that I had was about my brother. He is the one who invited me to come here to America. And God blessed me, and I've been able to go back home several times, but he has not been able to travel. And every time I would go home, they would ask me, you know, what happened? Why are you able to come and he's not able to come? Because, you know, not everybody understands. My parents do, but my extended family, my shosho, you know, they would always ask me, kare ke akire, you know. So it was really a burden of my heart and my mother for him to be able to travel, for him to be able to have papers. And we prayed for many years, and we waited on God. I personally prayed, I fasted. You know, I did everything that I thought I'm supposed to do, but it was not happening. And I want to thank God because he does things at his own time. His ways are not our ways, and his thoughts are not our thoughts. But today I'm here to testify that January of 2015, my brother got his green card, and I give God the glory. So I just want to share that to encourage someone who's waiting on God for something. It could be papers like we were. It could be a business, it could be a spouse, like I was at some point, it could be a child. I just want to encourage you to keep waiting on God. He is a faithful God. He says that before we even call him, he answers, and while we are still speaking, he hears. So I just want to encourage you. That's my testimony. God has done so many great things in my life. I feel like I could just go on and on about the things that he has done. But more than anything, for me this year, I have purposed to know God more. This year, I want to seek God, and I just want to love him because he's a good God. If you think about it, each and every one of us, like Pastor said, we have a testimony. Even just being here today, we know people who did not cross over to the new year. And so it's a blessing to be alive and to be in good health. And because God has done so much for me, I feel I cannot just remain the same. Year comes, year goes, you wake up, you go to work, you take care of your family. You know, it's good, the things God has done for us, but for me personally, I feel that we should not just be comfortable with where we are. This year, for me, has to be different. I have purpose to seek God, to love him more, because he says if you seek him, you will find him, if you seek him with all your heart. So I just want to encourage someone here who might be wanting to get closer to God also as we enter our new year, as we start a new year. He said, seek him first, seek ye first the kingdom of God and its righteousness, and everything else shall be added unto us. So even as we continue to wait on God for scholarships, whatever it is that you're waiting on God for, let us also serve him. Let us also seek him and live for him. You know, and for those of you who already feel that you are already walking in your purpose, pray for the rest of us who might be struggling. You know, if you see, you know, your sister or your brother, maybe you haven't seen them in church for a long time, pray for them, call them, find out, you know, what's going on in their life. If you see somebody who's always late to church, pray for me, pray for them. Pray for them. Don't condemn them, you know. So that's my testimony. Thank you, Pastor, for the opportunity, and God bless you all.
Wow, what a blessing. The Lord is encouraging us to be our brother's keepers. Amen. We need to take care of each other. When you don't see somebody, it is my responsibility as the pastor to call you, but it is also your responsibility to find out where they have been. Amen. The Lord bless you, Sister Betty, and we are great to hear what the Lord has done. Sister Leah, this is your opportunity. Amen. Can you appreciate our sister? Let me tell you, the reason why I decided that we need to have testimonies is because there is so much resource amongst us. You know, I've had an opportunity to interact with this woman of God here, Mrs. Joseph Wanganga. And she is a powerhouse by her rights. Amen. And once in a while, I'll be giving her opportunities to come and bless her. This woman is mightily used of God. Amen. And so I want to give you this opportunity to tell us what the Lord has done for you.
Thank you, Pastor. Praise God, everyone. Yeah, I'm blessed this morning. I thank God. As you all know that I traveled to Kenya about 3 weeks ago. I went to attend my parents' wedding, and I stood here and I told you that for me it was not just any other wedding. It was a miracle. It was an answered prayer, especially for my mom, who has been charged for long and serving God. And every Mother's Day, I could tell her, "Mom, if there was any gift that I could go to this store and maybe purchase for you," I knew it's like a wedding for her. Not just because of any other wedding, but because I know there were so many hindrances that were coming with that as far as serving God was concerned. And for me, it came to pass, and when God opened doors, I just told you, like, I didn't know for sure that I want to go to Kenya to attend her wedding, because when she told us it was like 1 month, it was like 3 months, and that was a very short duration for us. And knowing that I have maybe kids who are in school, and of course you need resources to travel to Kenya, and it looked like ain't gonna be possible for us to attend. But we told her, Mom, we're gonna support you, we're gonna pray for you in each and every way. And therefore, so I attended the wedding, and for sure, waiting on God. When you wait on God, because I know my mom has faithfully waited on God. She has not, at any time has she failed to serve God because of that. And let's wait for God, because in due time, God provides meat. So I went to Kenya. We had a wonderful time. It was a great, great ceremony. Maybe as the service ends, maybe I can give Lorraine about 2 or 3 clips of her wedding, and you're going to get to see what was going on. There was El Nino during that time, but like Wednesday it rained so heavily, but we prayed God, and come Saturday, it didn't rain. The weather was so good, but when we were done, an hour after the wedding, it rained till dawn, till the following morning. And then, I remember when I was coming back, there's a pastor that came, Pastor Chirudika, friend who came from Serbia. He talked about favor locating you. And when I was coming back from Kenya, for sure, favor located me. When I got into Dubai, I had my boarding pass. I went there, and therefore they are checking and everything. And guess what? I was told, you have been upgraded to business class. So I traveled business class. From Dubai, 16 hours and something hours all the way to US. That was wrong hours, but for sure, it's like I slept the entire, you know, it's so comfortable. And I remember the joke that was going around when I was in primary school, when the President Mo was traveling and was listening, Kitanda, and you finya baton, Kitanda, Kitanda toka. And that's what I did. I slept. I really slept, and that was what was happening. And I prayed for all of us that who are traveling home. May God grant us resources. Because I'm telling you, it's comfortable. I didn't feel those 16 hours. I remember when I was traveling, like, I would keep on checking how many hours, but I didn't even realize that I was here. Because it's so comfortable, you get to sleep, you know? And I said, may God help us that when we are going home, that we can also be traveling business class and first class, in Jesus' name. So those are some of the things the Lord has done for us. And I also thank God that last year, God blessed me and my family with our home in Little M. And we really thank God. And I also want to thank you, church, for praying for us and also being supportive and being there, especially for my family when I was back home. And I knew for sure, I knew there were people that were praying for me and backing me, because things happened in Kenya, like almost a woman came asking for direction, but I knew she was like a con woman. I could tell immediately when I was in Nairobi. So let's keep praying for each other when we travel, and even when we are here, let's keep praying for one another. May God bless you.
Thank you so much, Sister Leah. May favor locate you. Let me tell you, every word that is spoken out of this pulpit, you grab it. Take it upon yourself. May favor locate you. You know that pastor who came here, what was his name? Pastor Chipasha. He told us about the same, and now look, somebody grabbed that, and 16 hours in a business class. I wish the next time would be me. Praise the Lord. Okay, our Sister Purity, come here, and the next person, prepare yourself. Sister Joyce, and then Sister Hannah. Praise the Lord. It's going to be a big blessing today. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I thought, Pastor, the ladies' service was in 2 weeks. All right. I bless God even for being alive. I have a testimony. I am born again, saved, going to heaven. We came here on Friday for prayer, and we had a great time. We prayed for all of us. And I know God is doing great things in your lives already. I'm touched to see that God can use any one of us to intercede for each other. God answers prayers. When you stand in the gap for anyone, it's not in vain. And when you look and see God answering prayers that you have prayed, it just gives us so much confidence to keep praying. Let us not give up. And I would urge each one of us, if you're available on Friday, please come for prayers. We're praying for each other. We're praying for great things to come out of this church and from each one of us. There's strength in numbers. When we come, we chase 1,000, one person, 2, 10,000, 3, maybe millions. And the reason why I say that is because these are the last days. There's so much happening in the world that we cannot stand to just sit down. We have to come and bombard heaven and get answers for our children, get futures for our families, because truly, if we stay casual, the devil is not just staying casual. He's upgrading his warfare. And if we don't stand in prayer, things are not going to work. I was so touched on Friday. There's a group of women that I belong to on Facebook. We're about 5,000 women. It's called Kenya Women in the U.S., and I just sent a message and I said, headed to Kesha, send me prayer request. And let me tell you, by the time I got here, I had over 75 prayer requests. And most of those prayer requests were, pray for me. I need divine peace. I need, you know, in fact, a lot of those prayers were for peace. A lot of other prayers were for people's children, for marriages and all that. And it got me thinking that the things that you see happening in the people that you know, they are duplicated in so many other places. So people are going through a hard time. And if we can stand in the gap, let me tell you, this God is serious about answering prayers. The Bible says that, seek ye now that I may be found. There'll come a time maybe when we shall not be able to seek the Lord in our old age, or maybe we'll be in bed sick. But now that we are healthy, now that we have our minds intact, let us seek this God. Please, I beg you, on Friday, let's network. You know, let's encourage each other. Let's come to this place. Let us pray. Because for sure, I can promise you, Mungu anasikia. Anyway, that was just to encourage us. But this year, I'm already blessed. God has already been encouraging me from Isaiah 46, where he says, He addresses me because he's very personal to me and knows me by my name. Isaiah 46 verse 3, he has been telling me, listen to me, purity, you whom I have upheld since your birth and have carried you since you were born, even to your old age, purity and gray hairs, I am he, Jehovah, the King of kings, the Lord of lords, the mighty one of Israel. I am he who will sustain you. I have made you and I will carry you. I will sustain you and I will rescue you. Let me tell you, that in itself is enough to give me confidence to face 2016. God bless you so much. And please, let's keep praying for one another. Let's keep encouraging one another. Me, this is where I thrive, in the presence of the Lord. I've never not known how to be bold in God. God has given me a platform, and I thank you, Pastor Tony, because for me, that in itself is a testimony for the love and for the confidence that you have in giving me even this microphone, because I have thrived in this church, and I pray that I will continue to thrive, I will continue to serve God, because in old age, he will sustain me, and I'm praying that this year, God will use me to do exploits for him, all for the glory and honor of your name, because not until people come and see what God is doing in our midst, I shall not rest. God bless you.
Thank you. I appreciate you, our sister. The righteous shall those who dwell in the courts of the Lord, they shall flourish in the courts of the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Have you been encouraged? Amen. Sister Joyce, I know God took you to Kenya and he brought you safely. Please come and tell us something about what the Lord has done. Can you appreciate our sister? Amen.
Praise God. Thank you, Pastor. I think that was a short notice. I think sometimes you feel like you're going to prepare for the testimony. But I appreciate and honor you, man of God. I think every one of us, as the pastor said, has something to thank God for. And for me, let's stand up and praise God. I love this Kikuyu song, Gado Ishidasitoma. So, Gado Ishidasitoma, Biwa Kwaka, Wasya Manene, Onigeire, Oloto Lakumagio, Edesia the Nondo Kalua Emmanuel Amokera Mokera Isio Kadosia Kwakumoni Nindevako Nekuone Te we muega Jesu Kiabara Lelego Modena Kinyate Anatakwa Madigile Ogwato Onago Tirio Nomo Genge de la malagia na meho Ta juda si atene wa digire Ke onanie Mokela isio Gado si akwa kumoni nine wako Neguone te we muega Jesu Kia bala le lego modena Kinya Kata ya kuwa yufu Ya de ni dia meni mo ya le merito ya toli dia age de ni amuele wake na idos ya ke daiga na gogo tilika onete ogwo mokela isio kados ya pa kumani ni ne wako eguonete te muega Jesu ki ambara le le omo de naros Thank you very much. I just want to, I feel this opportunity is very, very good, and I thank Sister Betty. It's very fun, especially when you are praying for somebody who needs some prayers about the papers. Sometimes it gets 1 year, 2 years, and 10 years. You feel like you're going to give up. So thank you, Sister Betty, for your encouragement at that the favor of God is going to locate us. And one thing I want to thank God for is taking me to Kenya and back. Sometimes when you go there, there's a lot of things going on, as Sister Leia said. I remember I was with my sister, we were crossing the street. And not, you know, when you are here, you kind of move so that people can pass. But in Kenya, they come bumping, you know, you don't feel like going to the, especially the CBD. So there was this Nissan that just almost got on my feet. And this man just stopped it. He just literally did like this. So I was so shaken, we just went home. And I think I don't take any prayer for granted. Especially in the morning when you are leaving, no matter what you are doing, you are stopping something that is going to happen for somebody. And now I thank God even for my brother. He's progressing well. And it has shown me not to take any minute for granted. It's not, I mean, tomorrow is not granted for us. But we just arrange, tomorrow we're going to do this, next year we're going to do this. But the opportunity that God has given you, just humble yourself. I remember my son, Frederick, when I came back, there's this person who really upset me, and I was telling him the story. I was sharing him about the story. And according to his age, I was expecting him to sympathize with me. But he told me, Mom, you have to humble yourself. You have to humble yourself. When you have not humbled yourself, it's very hard for God to work in you. When you humble yourself, you humble first. The second person is that person. You are the third. And I was like, what does he mean? So he showed me that when I'm that, it's very easy for God to locate me because I've had both myself. So even our kids can minister to us. So no matter what is going on, just trust in God and humble yourself. God bless you.
Wow. What a testimony. I love. Sister Joy said something very important. Don't leave your house before you command your morning. Because the enemy, if you don't command, he is wanting to take any chances. And he can seize at any opportunity. So we make sure that when you wake up in the morning, you tell God, God, may you lead me. May you guide me. Amen. What a powerful testimony. That's a powerful thing, admonition that the Lord has given us. Who was next? Oh, so you remember. She needs to be making her way here. And then who else? Tony, you're going to be next. And then Joel, yeah, you're going to be next. Amen.
Please go, church. Most of you know I don't like standing in front of people, but when it's a testimony and I have so much to testify about, I just have to overcome my fears and my, you know, that part and stand here and say, God has been so good to me. I just even don't know where to start because first, the gift of life. I mean, we are all alive. We are here today. We are well. And like Carlos said, we could have been anywhere else. Some people are at the hospital, but we are here. We are standing strong. We are healthy. We have no other reason. You know, it's right to say thank you, if nothing else, for the gift of life. But God has been so good to me. Last year, I don't even know where to begin because so much happened. So much I've been believing God for, you know, came to, you know, to be fulfilled. I was praying for mom, and a lot of people know, a lot of people agreed with me in prayer, my sisters here, church, the whole church, and my documents for mom went through, and she's here with us. It's not easy. I've been, yeah. I think a lot of people see me here standing. They don't know where I've come from. I'm smiling. I love to smile and I love to just be happy. But I have come from the farthest of the farthest, and nobody even knows. But that woman is a woman of prayer. I thank God for her. She has been through so, so much for us. And her being here with me and being just enabling me to wake up in the morning and tell her thank you in person rather than calling her on the phone is just the greatest, you know, gift. I mean, you know, it's just a blessing, and I just thank God for that, if nothing else. We were also believing for a house, and I know we haven't had a proper housewarming, but it's already been blessed by Pastor and a few people from this church, but we are hoping and planning, you know, to have a housewarming so that we can all come and rejoice because we were praying for it and believing God for it, and that prayer request was granted. And I just wanted to encourage somebody that whatever you are believing for, it doesn't matter where you have come from, it does not matter how long you've been praying. Like Betty said, God's timing is the best. And you know, Psalm 3:5-6 that says, trust in the Lord with all your heart and do not lean on your own understanding. With all your ways, acknowledge him and he will make your path straight. I am here to testify that he had made all my path straight. My life is not perfect, but I can say for sure where I have come from and where I'm going, you know, the sky is the limit. And God has great plans for us. And I just want to thank him and encourage somebody today. It doesn't matter where you have come from. I have done it all. I've done the hard job. I have carried firewood on my back. I have carried, what is it called? Mtungi. fetching water from, you know, not the river. Yeah, somewhere from, you know, similar to the river. We don't have rivers in Gikambura, but from the borehole. Yeah, I've done it all. And today I'm here to testify I don't do that because God has blessed me so much. Even before my mom came, I was able to build a house for her, a good house, a stone house, I was able to pay somebody to do the same work I was doing for her, for someone to fetch water and bring it to the house. And I just want to encourage somebody today. It does not matter what. Just call on God. Trust Him. Do not pray when you're wishy-washy. If you tell Him something, trust Him and He will do it. Not your time, but His time. But sure enough, He will come to fulfill everything that you have really prayed for. I don't know. People from this church know me too well. I went to school. People prayed me through it all. Now I have last year I was able to get a job that I love. I love nursing. It's just my calling. You know, I feel like if I cannot preach every day like pastor or anyone who preaches in the pulpit, I can reach to people in a different way. And that's a calling that, you know, making someone's life better. And just because I do pray for them. Some people they're probably going for a procedure. They don't know how it's going to come out. They're like, can you pray for me? And people now, you know, they're like, I don't know how to pray. So you go call Hannah and they'll come and just say something simple. And they're like, they will thank you. I've even, you know, I grew up a Catholic. So some people are Catholics and nobody even knows anything about it. But I will go and say in the name of the Father, and that's all they need. And they are happy. They go to the surgery smiling. They come back and they thank me for it. So just do your part, trust God, and He will do it all.
Trusting in the Lord, it doesn't matter where you've come from. You know what? I was just wishing when I was given a testimony the first time, I was just like you guys. You guys are very bold. You know, the first message I preached, I was shaking and buckling until the youth chairman came and told me, now what did you tell us? Because I was so confused. But you guys are so bold. Thank you. I really appreciate every one of you. You know, it doesn't matter where you've come from, church. It doesn't matter. God has the best of the best in store for us. Amen? So it doesn't matter. Let us keep on trusting the Lord and He'll come through for us. Amen. Who's going to be the next? Tony or Joel? Tony, come here, son. Can you appreciate Tony, my namesake? Amen. Hallelujah.
You know, it was our group today to cook the tea. So if I knew, I could have stayed. But anyway, praise the Lord. God is good at the time, and God is good. And God has been very good to me and to my family. And I feel like I don't need to give my personal things that God has done, because if I did that, there would be many. But God has been good to us. There are times in life that things happen to you and you're thinking, where is God? The way Sister Betty was saying about praying for her brother, and you pray for many years and nothing has come through. And so the feeling is like, you know, where is God? Because you know you need to see God then and now, and it drags on for a long time, and then when God shows up, that He shows up in a big way, in a way that actually transcends what you're expecting. And so this year my prayer and the prayer for my family is that I see God go beyond, you know, the things that I'm trusting Him for. Amen. What else? Because I see like everybody took a longer time than I did. That's enough. That's enough. All right, praise the Lord.
I just love Tony. You know, there are people who God brings in our lives just to make us laugh. And that is one of them. If you're in the presence of Tony and some like Gideon, you just have to smile and laugh. Praise the Lord. So Joel, come and tell us something. Praise the Lord. Amen. Can you appreciate Joel? Amen. I just love this. I just love the experience that we give. We may not really all of us have an opportunity, but I thank God for an opportunity to express ourselves and to know what God has done. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord again. I was also part of the tea making group, so maybe we could have talked about that if we knew. But it's a good thing even to be in front of you and to talk of what the Lord has done. One thing I should say is that everybody has an experience, and everybody's experience is unique. It could be a bad experience, but for the person who believes in God, it will always turn out to be a building block for what comes better for your life in the near future. Praise the Lord. So all of us have an experience. Even the people who are laughing, smiling, and having joy, you know, it's because God has blessed them with that. And that's a very good gift. But if you asked all of us here what they have gone through, and you had time and you're patient enough to listen to them, you would realize you are the least of the problem in life. Because everybody will pour themselves to you, and you'll realize you are better off than most of them. That's what I realized a year ago or so. I gave a testimony here. Maybe actually it was down there after I've had like two. I thank God for sister, for our sister there. She came back in a first class and she was happy. Oh, business class. I've traveled also 2 years ago. It might not be a very good experience. And I was telling somebody at work the other day, because that person was grieving too, as one of our sisters was grieving when she went home. And I was telling them, I've been back home 2 years, 2013 and 2014. And I wish I was traveling, because I was going to visit and I was going to, you know, have fun, and I was going to, you know, look at and inspect my development projects. But that was not to be. I was traveling because I had to. And my travel could have been very bad if I left what was happening to overwhelm me and realize that I am in the worst position ever. Praise the Lord. But I didn't allow that. I told God, this happens. Because I was saying this, when I was growing up as a young person, and I have to say this, things happened to people in other households, in other, you know, homesteads. People, things happened. People lost their loved ones. People lost, you know, their children, their parents. I know, I can count so many in our village. But nothing ever happened to our household. And I always thought, up to when I was around maybe 15, maybe these things are supposed to happen to those households. It never happens to us. But when I... one time when I had traveled to this place, I had been here like for 3 years or so, things started happening in my house, in our home. I lost my brother to alcohol, the brother that I follow immediately. You know, I am younger to him. Is that what you say? The one that I follow. I lost him to alcohol. He was an alcoholic. And it happened when I was here. I was in school. I couldn't even make it. I never went. And then after that, we lost a sister. And then, you know, so many things happened. And, you know, so many things happened. Until I started realizing, are these supposed to be coming to our household? You know, it stopped happening, appearing as if it is somewhere else. It started appearing like it's us. Praise the Lord. And I realized, we need to be watching so much when we are at that comfort zone and telling ourselves we are so, you know, blessed, which is good to be blessed. We should always, as our sister was saying, be prayerful. When you're blessed, be prayerful. Because there are those who are going through a lot and they need the prayer. When you're not blessed, still be prayerful so that the blessings can come into your way. Praise the Lord. And I must say, I'm here as a testimony because God has put me where I am. Otherwise, if it is not God, I will not be. I missed a year of church in 2014. The whole entire year, I never stepped in church. Not because I didn't want to come to church. I didn't come because so many things were going on in my life and in my family that I didn't even have the energy or the opportunity to be able to come and fellowship in church on a Sunday. On a Sunday like this, I would be sleeping and wake up to straighten my bones, go back to work. And I couldn't even have a time to pray. Praise the Lord. And that was the longest year of my life. Because I felt like I was sick. I was so pressed down. I was breaking down. It's like everything was going on bad. And my wife was in school. And fortunately, she finished school and, you know, we were able to organize one, two, three things. And I told God, you know, I do work and we need to work. We need to go to work every day so that we can pay our bills, so that we can do, you know, have send money to whoever we need to, our loved ones, maybe, you know, give whatever you want to give. But I want to say one thing. I want to ask you, God, that nothing, not even work, will stop me from going to church from that year, that is 2015, January onwards. Praise the Lord. And so many things have continued to go on, but that one has stood. I've been able to come to church, and I see that if you profess something positively, it will happen because you believe in it. God has helped me. I never miss church. I still have challenges. Praise the Lord. And if I share them, you might just sit there and listen and wonder, oh, all these things are going on, but I still make it here. And I want to urge each one of us, if you see somebody coming by that door every Sunday, they might come here on time. They come here, maybe they can come here a little late. Sometimes they don't appear. The first instinct should not be to condemn that person and wonder why is that person late? Why is not that person coming to church? I think the first instinct is to pray for them, because you never know. There are so many things people are going on through, that are going through, and unless we pray for each other, because I know, and I must say, for all of us who have families and who have kids, who have wives and husbands, and they are happy and they can praise God in their household, you should be very grateful and pray that those households stand. Praise the Lord. Because there are so many people who are not like that. Praise the Lord. I want to thank God that this afternoon, I didn't know that I was to stand here. but I'm here. And I must say, let's pray for each other and remember each other in every situation. And if somebody doesn't talk to you about their problems, still realize that there could be some things going on in their lives and pray for them. Praise the Lord. And we shall pray for each other, and the church will grow, because that is the essence of prayer. Praise the Lord. God bless you.
Wow. That is a powerful testimony that we need not to take for granted the things that are happening in people's lives. We need to pray for one another. Amen. That is how even people are going to know that we are brothers and sisters in the Lord. Amen. Now, last week we met as a building committee, and now we're almost winding our service. And we met and we made a few resolutions about our way forward. And you know, as you all know, the chairman of our building committee is our beloved brother Gideon, and we all agreed that we were going to give him an opportunity to come and tell us what we all agreed. And so I'm going to call our brother Gideon. I don't know whether he was also in the group of making tea, but please, Gideon, make your way here, and I know it will be short. And can we appreciate our brother Gideon even as he comes?
Thank you, Pastor. Good afternoon, everyone. God is good. Before I go to, I talk about building, me and our family and my family tells me to, when I came to church, to tell you guys, thank you so much. And you keep on praying for them.
And you keep on praying for people in Kenya. Because when we came to America, we just sit comfortable here. We are comfortable. Let me tell you, people at home, they are uncomfortable. Forget about those people who are coming here to tell you that the people there are very rich. You won't get them when you go there. Is the Kenya you left. If you didn't have, you didn't have. And if you have, you have. Kenya is for some people. So Kenya is, we have different classes of people. But we don't have different shops of people. All these people shop to one shop. So there is people in Kenya with a lot of problems. So please, we better remember our country. We better remember our people. We are very grateful because we was almost to give up with our mama, because mommy came from God, and God knows about mommy. I'm with my mother for 37 years till when my dad left us, and you know I was going a very very hard time because my mother, for 1 month, she was not talking. She cannot talk. She cannot do nothing. And she has gone to the hospital for several times. And now we end up to have a nurse staying with her at home. We have a nurse staying with her. And we have a helper girl who stays with my mother. Always she come in the morning. She come to her place in the evening. But when my mother is very serious, she stays to our house overnight. But on Saturday, yesterday, that lady, when she goes home, she tells mommy, "Shosho, bye. Nituko na rushio." Then mommy lift hands and do like this and gone. Yesterday, she said, "Shosho, bye." Mommy, from 1 month ago, she was not talking. And she said to her, "Nogeithie Kamau." Kamau is the husband of this lady. This lady, she didn't go out. She started screaming. Shosho is talking. Always, I stay awake till 3 a.m. for me to call mommy when it is 12 in Kenya. And I was told by sister, "Oh, mwale wale haha. Dale na oru. Mwode ni ayari ya konyu agashoro." Now, yesterday, no, tonight, she was trying to talk to me. And I was, And then my sister told me, "You cannot understand what she's saying. And she's telling you, fafa, diohaha." So, God is good all the time. Okay. Eyewitness. To tell you the truth, there is a time I pray God and tell God, "God, don't let anything happen at home if I cannot be able to go there." So I have seen the hand of God. Yeah. Okay. As you all know, there is a time we agree we will be giving $100 for building or to get our own sanctuary where we are not going to be limited the way we are today. I know so many people that can just come to the church, you sit down, you pray, and you go home. You are not there to know what is going on. And please tell that seat you are sitting on, "I'm not comfortable with you." Because we are on journey to get our own destination, and we haven't got our own destination. So when we came to this sanctuary, we sit comfortable. Yes, the seats are good, but don't be comfortable. We are on stage. It is like we left Kiambu bus, we are going to enter to Muranga bus. You have to come out and you go to the stage to wait for Muranga bus. Now we are waiting for, we are on the stage waiting for the other bus for you to proceed on. Now, we came here, we sit comfortable. Let me tell you, by the time we did fundraising, we add up and we said we got 63,000. Yes, we get that because there are some people who give pledges. The money we have on our hand for the building is 53,000, which is in the bank. Do never think we have cooked the tea with that. We have make a couple meeting with our building money. No, the building money, we have it in the bank. But now we are looking for a church which will be calling it ours. Whether we'll get a building of 10 by 10 and we'll be fitting inside to cry for the Lord, we better go there. Instead of staying in a big machinette like this one and we are not comfortable. So, please, let's go back to where we were before. Because we promise we'll be, every family will be giving $100 a month. Which is today, I think is about two or three people who give out the building fund. Because we are comfortable where we are. AC is good. Lights are good. Okay, but we cannot cook tea here because they say they don't have a chimney to take the smoke outside. So, and you know, with Musungu, and if you don't know, man, you know today. You have a very great friend, Musungu, you work together. We, ave kagia mundu na magego. No ngoro ine yake ri. We go baya kwirehe. Now, where we are, Miss Lorraine, go back to where we were. Every Sunday, putting, yeah, the way you did now. Building committee, building fed is 53,983.60. Now we can get a person to add like $16 to be saying we have 54,000. Okay, so please, we go back to where we were. 100, there are some people who said me at the end of the year I'll give 1,200. That's it. Nobody give 1,200. So we calculated that money and we say we can be giving $25 every Sunday. And I'm telling you, before we came here and before we did fundraising, it was so good. Now, I want you guys, I'm not going to say it, I want you guys, we should like three times a year, we'll be doing our own fundraising. Our own. Forget about that. $25. We'll continue with $25. But we'll be doing our own fundraising to boast our money. I'm telling you the truth. If we get today a building for $300,000 and we put like down $200, $100, we can do two fundraising and we are done. No matter, you know, because there is a church we get just here. And I say, oh God, God is good. We are getting the church at Farmers Branch. But that church cost 1.2 million. If it is 1.2 million, we have to be giving 1%. And 1% is 12,000 for the mortgage per month. You guys, man, you remember how we struggled the other side with 2,000 a month. Huh? Yes, we can take it. Then, how are you be telling people when we will come and tell, do not open those doors? The house is on sale. Huh? So, please, we promise to God. And we promise to ourselves, we'll do it. We'll go to where we will be telling friends, that is our building. So, please, it is good for us. And don't limit yourself. Don't limit our church. Whether we are 15, whether we are 30, whether we are 40, this is our mega church. To the God. Yeah. Todo tuiga na koyo bogonyi keitire thufu. Now, but I'm telling you, this is our mega church. Namwete yage, boast yourself because you are going somewhere to pray God. Yeah.
Pastor, I think everything is on set. And don't hate me. I'm yours. You know, if God bless you, bless the church. Remember the church. Because I'm telling you, me, I'm blessed. And I remember for my church. Yeah. Let's pray for each other. And please, even though I know so many people, kuria duma kora go na iroda miri nao mathina maria wi namo, you are passing through problems. Please, even though you cannot share with me, cannot share with the whole church, have your friend that you can share your problems with that friend. It's because anything can happen to you. And we start asking, nobody. Because he stay with his problems on his own. Even Jesus was having 12 disciples. And those people are the one who was knowing the problem of Jesus. And be on the, inside those people, there was a betrayer who betrayed Jesus. Who are you to say that Gidi betrays me? He say, brah, 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 I didn't want him to say that. Put yourself to the Jesus socks. And you see, even people betrays Jesus. He was so good. They kill Jesus. And Jesus was their gift from God. Because God, he couldn't calm himself down. He said his own son. And he came to the world the way you came to the world. He was born by a woman the way you was born by a woman. But he was different to us. He came here to save us. So don't say, I won't go to Empower Center. If Purity is talking there in front there, I cannot go there. Who are you? Jesus was here. Huh? I cannot go there because they give Purity opportunity to preach. Na Purity dali akunorwa. Let me tell you. I can place here, I can give you a word, and it can take you somewhere. And detrail your maguta. No. So if you are not happy with Purity, just sit there. Don't be comfortable. Because even the time Jesus was preaching, everyone was not comfortable. But they stay there to say, "Togete keri yore to bonyite yoyo." You know. So, if I step on you, please remove your leg. But, but it is good to know here you we come to praise the Lord. Then you leave this sanctuary, you go home to stay with your family. Yeah. You hate Gideon, then I'm telling you the truth. Some people don't want to talk to me. They have to believe about Gideon. He talked too much. By the time you are going to get your better half, in fact, even you come to my house with your mother. Gidi, please, please, please. We know you know how to tell people to give money. We want you to help us at our pre-wedding. Not odunake Gidi dali korori. I'll just tell you, okay? I'll be there. Yes. You see? Now from that day, they start, hi, Gidi, hi, we want you to come to our house. Okay. I come to your pre-wedding. I ask people for money. I spend my own money to be MC. Because I'm telling you, to be MC is not a joke. You just go out of Hasara. Huh? On Saturday, I was on behalf of Julius. And whoever stand there is Julius, you are the first one to Kojikereria. And they didn't realize I was not supposed to be there. I came there because of Julius. So I go back to my pocket, I write a check, I gave it out.
You see, because I know those people are looking for money, I'm looking for something to make their wedding good. So, when you are here, and we are trying to get our own sanctuary, we won't live to this world forever, no. But our generation will come to that church. If we don't prepare for our kids, where they will come to, because, and you men, you Kenyans, do not let your guys go. Because in this country, we came to copy how this country goes. Now let me tell you, better original for something for than the person to copy. Because now we get here when your son gets to 20, 23 years, 24 years, you start pushing him. Huh? You are grown up. Move from this house, go and make your own. As totikurete oguo. Ona kori ni wako wageiga na Julius. I cannot tell him to get out. No kwajia kwajia kurora Francis ya Collins kamutara geri yoyo. But it cannot come from my mouth. Todu tiugu to kurete. You look for friends and mutikiara geri yoyo. Mutike mwere mudu ni alageri ya toiretu. Mutike mwere mudu ni adhia kure ya toiretu tole. Todu ni uledo na weo yetu oguka. Huh? But you like the people who will tell you lies. Joyce, your boys are big. Tell them to get out. We cannot do that. Even though you want to be American, don't forget your home. Don't forget your people. Okay? We are going to look for our own sanctuary. If you're not happy with me, bear with me. If you are happy with me, let's go ahead. Yeah. Tuigataruine kamwe, tukigeria kuringa iria ria tarisisi, uria kugiria tuthie, tumuikia iria ine nigetha tucoke aswarwo ni thamaki, athia gatware kiugo kiria tuguthia gutwa. Mwathani agocho.
You know what I loved? Gideon is a preacher by his own right. And I think he needs to come and minister one day here. Thank you so much for all of you. We appreciate the Lord for what he has done. Let us not really forget what Gideon has told us. By the way, we are concluding now. Sammy, you need to be prepared to come and take the offering. But there are two African congregations that have had the arrangements like we're having with our people who we have rented to, but they were given notices to move. It happened to Pastor Mogo. You know Pastor Mogo? You know Pastor Mogo? They were told to move out of the building. They tried to plead with the owners of the building. And they told them, no, you have to move out. And they did a fundraiser. And after they did a fundraiser, I think they're in a building they're trying to construct. There's also another pastor, actually, the pastor Daniel Musau, happened to them. They were having an arrangement to buy another building. They were having the same arrangements that we're having. And then, you know, there was this boom of oil and gas and oil in Arlington. So they discovered that they had gas under their church, and they canceled the contract. They told them, you need to leave within a month. So, you know, I feel like sometimes when you're dealing with people, and I don't want to bad-mouth anybody, but we are under grace. We don't want to be given a notice to move, and we don't know where we are, we don't know where to go. I believe this is the time that we need to rise up. You know what? Let me tell you, $25 is not a lot of money. And I know it is a lot to some. Don't get me wrong. But at least whatever God helps you to give every Sunday. We're going to redesign our envelopes so that we will not have two envelopes. But on that envelope, there will be building, there will be the tithes and offerings. And you can specifically say how much you want deducted, you know, from the tithe or from the general offering that you're giving. And it will go appropriately. We also discussed, and Gideon forgot this, that we'll be having monthly statements or bi-monthly statements, which you'll be given to see where you stand. Let us be committed to the Lord in this area. And let me tell you, God has a blessing. I believe that we can do it, and we have what it takes to do it. Somebody say amen. Amen. So, finally, I really want to appreciate God for giving us a time like this. Before we raise our offerings, I would like to acknowledge those who are here for the very first time. Can I see by the show of hands, if you're here for the very first time, lift up your hand. We would like you to greet us. Please lift up your hand. If this is the very first time, I see some visitors here. So lift up your hand. Let me see you. Stand up on your feet. I see also our friends. I see Ken and I see his family here. Stand up on your feet. We'd like you to greet us. Tell us how it has been. And then we're gonna appreciate the Lord.
Praise God. I'm glad to be here. My name is Mose. A lot of people know me as Mose, but for close friends, though you hear them, call me Wawero. I'm Mamangede's son, and I'm glad to be here. Thank you.
Praise God. My name is Sarah. It's not my first. It's my first time here. I've been in the other place, and I'm glad to be here.
Praise God. Happy New Year. It's good to be back.
The head has represented us. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. I'm also a visitor this year. This is my first time to be here. Pastor is not noticing that I'm here, but I thank God that I'm back. Thank you for your prayers. I went to Kenya. I think you have heard all the testimonies for Kenya. I have one also. And I thank God to be back. One thing I desire this year is to serve the Lord. As we were in a meeting yesterday, we've been challenged, what do you have to do for the Lord this year? And so when I went home, I was just thinking about serving the Lord in all that we have. And so the words in Psalms 103, that you bless the Lord with all that you have. And that is my prayer this day. May God bless you. Thank you for your prayers. Kenya is good. Everybody, you can hear all the testimony that is going on, and we thank God. Thank you for praying for people who are going and when you are coming back, because let's not take it for granted. Yeah, because the devil is also, you know, he's so much against the Christians. And I think we have favor. When we pray, all the members of Empowerment Christians Church, I think God, the favors, Leah is saying, favor locators wherever we are going. Thank you so much. May God bless you. And Happy New Year. You know, I have a testimony. When I was going, I was supposed to stay in Dubai for 24 hours, 2 days. But when we reached there, we were traveling with my daughter. When we went there, we just approached one of the customer service and they said, no, you can just take the next flight. So God favored us. We were given a flight where we had even one seat beside us. So we went there home comfortably. So I thank God for that. Amen.
God bless you, Sister Charity. Francis, we haven't seen you this year.
Praise God.
Praise the Lord. We thank God for taking our loved ones to Africa and bringing them safely. We appreciate the Lord for that. Sammy, please. We have somebody else. Our sister back there. I can't see you. Who is it?
Bwana asifiwe. Nilikuwa nimejaribu sana kujifunza hapa. Lakini sijui vile nimepatikana. Bwana asifiwe. Jina langu ni Anne Marai Mungai. Nimekuja hapa kutoka Kenya kutembelea watoto wangu Grace and Kent. Na nimeshukuru sana kushirikiana na nyinyi. Kwa sababu nilikuwa sasa niende Monday, nitaenda Monday Kenya. Niko hapa 3 months. Niko hapa 3 months. Na nitarudi Kenya Monday. Na nimeshukuru sana kusikiri sana na watu wetu.
She's very glad to have been in your midst.
Na wakati niliingia hapa.
And when she got here,
nilisikia kuna uwezo wa Mungu na maombi. Yani nikasikia nimeingia mahali.
She felt that she was in the presence of the
Lord.
Nilikuwa
niingie.
that this is where she was supposed to come.
Mungu awabariki na mnipatie salamu.
May God bless you and may you give her salams to take to Kenya, greetings.
Sisi ni wahumbiri, my husband ni mhumbiri na tunasikiliana Nairobi Calvary Temple.
She and her husband are pastors of Nairobi Calvary Temple.
Na mutuombee Kenya.
And continue to pray for
Kenya. Tunahitaji maombi yenu.
We need your prayers.
Ili tuweze kuendelea.
So that we can continue.
Hata nchi yetu vile mnasikia siasa na mambo mengi.
Even as you hear what's happening in Kenya
with
the politics.
We need you people.
We need you.
Bwana.
Wow. Grace, how can your mom come and you cannot even call me and to tell me that mom is here? Okay, we'll not fight now. By the way, Grace's mom is a wife to Bishop Mongai, and he's really, really known in Kenya, and so it's a privilege for us to have you, mom. God bless you. And also thank you, Grace, even for bringing mom to church, even though you should have told me that. Would have given probably an opportunity to come and speak to us. Amen? But we thank God. This has been a wonderful experience, a wonderful service to come. You know, let me tell you, church is about people, and people is about their lives. When we talk about what we are going through, that is what makes us brothers and sisters. And when we know those what you're going through, we are able to stay in the gap for one another. Amen. Every person who spoke and gave their testimonies, from Joel to everybody, they said that we need to pray for one another. Don't take it lightly that people go through stuff and that we need to stand in the gap for one another. Praying for one another. When we pray, things happen. Amen. When we pray, things happen. So every waking of moment that we have, let us commit everybody that comes to our church. And God is going to do something great for us. Amen. May the Lord God bless you. And we look forward even for a great year. Sammy.
Thank you, Pastor. Thank you. Let's appreciate the Lord for the word and the edification and the encouragement that came forth through His people. Amen. Yeah. It's time to give offerings to the Lord. Bring our gifts here at the altar. And I'm going to ask Lorraine to give us a number as we do that. And then I just write a check to ECC. And if you want to give electronically, we also have that opportunity. You can see Lorraine at the back and she'll be able to help you with that. And God bless you. Thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you for your giving continually to the house of the Lord. It's because of what you give and your gift to the church. That's why we are able to meet our commitments and go and move forward. Amen. So let's do that. Glory to Jesus and tell of His love and tell of His love. We give all the glory to Jesus and tell of it. Oh, we give all the glory to Jesus and tell of His love. We give all the glory to Jesus and tell of it. Oh, we give all the honor to Jesus and tell of it. And tell of His love. We give all the honor to Jesus and tell of it. Oh, we give all the glory to Jesus and tell of His love. And tell of His love. We give all the glory to Jesus and tell of His wonderful love. Father, we give You all the glory. We give all the adoration. We give all the honor, oh God, this afternoon. Thank You because You are here in our midst. Thank You because of speaking to us. Thank you because of your servant who have spoken to us, Lord God. Thank you because there was a common thread that we should remember each and each other, O God. Continue to lift each other up, O God, because you are love, O God. Help us to continue to love each other than we did before. Help us to love each other even more than we did this morning in the name of Jesus. Because your essence is love, and where there is no love, there is no God. Father, we appreciate you. Thank you for the words that have been spoken. I pray, my God, that every one of us will put them into their hearts, and my God, we will be doers of the word. We bless you and we honor you. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Father, we thank you for the gifts that your people have brought forth. Father, bless them, O God. Thank you for the blessing them with the work to do. For those who are still looking for work so they can bring some bring something in your house, I pray that, my God, favor will locate them, jobs will locate them wherever they are, oh God, and so that they can have somewhere to go to work and they can bring something to your house, because you admonish us to come, not to come to your house empty-handed. Father, we bless you, God. I pray that your people will have success even this week. Everything that they do, my God, whatever they find to do with their hands, should be blessed. It will be blessed by thee. We worship you even as we come to this end of this service. Thank you for being our God, and thank you for being for ministering to us. In Jesus' wonderful name we pray. Amen. At this juncture, I'll ask Pastor to come. As Mom said, it's a tradition to pray for people who have been visiting us and they are going back to Kenya. Now that Grace Mom is here, we'd like to ask her kindly to come so that we can release you and Pastor can pray for you and we can send you back home after praying for you, and we can also give you the greetings. Okay? So please come, Mom, so we can pray. Pastor can pray for you and he can give the
your hands towards Mom and as we pray for her. Our Father, we are grateful even to have the visitation of a general in the kingdom of God in our house. And I thank you, Lord, even for all that she has accomplished even in her life alongside her family in Nairobi, Kenya. I just want to thank you, Father, because it is an honor, Father, even to just be under her feet, O Lord, even this morning. We are thankful even for giving her an opportunity to come and visit with her children. And I thank you, Lord, even for the time that she has had with them, O God. And Father, even as she sets to fly out on Monday, I pray that you will be with her even on the airways in the name of Jesus as she boards a flight at DFW all the way to Jomo Kenyatta International Airport. I pray that you shall be with her, O Lord. The angels of God shall take charge of her life. In the name of Jesus, we plead the blood of Jesus Christ over her life. Father, we speak a hedge of protection around about her life in the name of Jesus. And Father, she will go back safely and go back to her loved ones in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, even for granting her the opportunity to come and edify us and to be with us, O Lord. Father, we give you praise and we give you glory. And Father, even as we go home tonight, I pray that you shall be with us this coming week. I declare that we shall experience your blessedness. We shall walk tall as children of God. Lord, I speak a hedge of protection round about each and every one of us. For those who are going through trouble, Lord, let there be a light at the end of their tunnel. Let you speak to them in their dreams, in their visions, in their prayer. I pray that you shall be with them, O God. May you minister to them in the name of Jesus. You're the one who gives us empowerment, Lord, even to make wealth. I pray for those that don't have any finances or any job. Lord, I pray that you shall grant them a way to get a job and even to send finances their way in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. For those who have various issues that cannot be mentioned here, Lord, you know it all. In the book of Hebrews 4:13, the Bible tells us that everything lays bare before you. Therefore, my God, stretch forth your hand and meet with each and every need in the name of Jesus. Disperse us with your blessings. Disperse us, Lord, with your grace. And we thank you, Father, for giving us a time to hear from each other and to hear what you have done through the lives of each other. Father, we give you glory and we honor you tonight, this afternoon. And we pray this, believing and trusting in Jesus' strong name. Amen. Amen. And now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us now and forevermore. Amen. Amen. May the Lord God bless you. God bless you, ma'am. When you go, greet the saints. And it is wonderful to have you. We are organizing to have a Valentine's, I don't know whether to call it dinner, but we are organizing to celebrate Valentine. And we'll be communicating to you even as day goes on. It tentatively should be on the 14th of February. But once we nail it down, we're going to communicate to you how we're going to do it. Amen. May the Lord God bless you. May He shine His face upon you. And it has been a beautiful day even to be in the house of the Lord together. God bless you. Amen.
Glory. Come on, somebody shout glory.